One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Your mouth is where your future is. Your mouth is where your salvation is. Your mouth is where your blessing is. That's where your money is too. Oh, you better know that. That's where your money is. That's where the salvation is. I'm alone in this world. I've been struggling all alone. I'm struggling all alone. Well, if something is happening to me, there's nobody to talk to. I have no friend. I'm just alone in this world. You're getting into trouble. You're digging big trouble. You say, but that's the way I met it. That's the way my life has been. Yes. What you say is what you get. Hear what I'm telling you. He says, with your mouth you catapult yourself into salvation. Doesn't matter how deep that valley is. If the situation is not good, talk yourself out of trouble. Hey! Talk yourself out of the pit. Doesn't matter how deep the dungeon is, talk yourself out of it. God is showing you there's a way out. Your mouth is a way out. Are you hearing me? The Bible says man's days are full of trouble. Trouble comes to everybody. It's what you do with it that counts. Talk yourself out of it. Stop talking the situation. Talk what you want. Talk what you see. What you want, what you see in God. God said to Abraham, look to the left and to the right. In other words, to the north, to the south, to the east and to the west. He said, as far as your eyes can see. As far as your eyes can see. Some of you businessmen looking at me now. The government is not your problem. Are you hearing me? Start thinking internationally. I'm telling you, there's a place bigger than Nigeria. I've been trying to get this point across to you. And it's so simple. Very simple. Very simple. Some of you check out of this country and get to the United Kingdom and to America to wash plates. It'll take you some 20 years to come out of that kind of problem before you ever begin to sit well. You need some 20 years, maybe worse. Start taking nations. Do you know? Listen, some of the African nations around you are full of riches. Some of them just around you, they are full of riches. I told you a secret one time. Do vultures gather where there is no carcass? Every time you see a lot of evil in a place, there's something there. Satan likes to keep people in blindness when he knows there's a lot of wealth. Something there. And you're smart. You're wise. You're intelligent. Don't let anything localize you. Think big. Are you listening to me? Think big. Go and get you a world atlas. Do you know? Let me tell you something. See, when I talk to you, I share with you not things I just gathered. I've been this way many years. In my first year in the university, I was already thinking globally. In my first year, I got the world atlas out, sat over it. I began to talk about, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I take this country, and I take this country, and I take this country. I possess this. I possess this. I'll lay my hands on the world atlas. I'm beginning to claim nations. My first year in the university. While some of my classmates were thinking of how to pass the test in class. Test. 20 marks test. They're still fighting for the 20 marks today. Are you there? I was preparing for life's exams while they were talking about the lecturer's exams. I was looking at life. No, you'll not be studying the same thing when you think like that. You can't be studying the same thing with your classmates when you think like that. So here you are struggling with your neighbor for the few customers around the corner. What a shame. Hey, every time somebody wants to come and buy something from my shop, you will call them to your shop. What is all this? I don't like it. Even because I'm a Christian. Look at you. You are too local. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Think big. Drive your mind beyond that estate. Drive your mind beyond that street. Stop claiming the street. Start thinking about the whole country. And then from thinking about the country, those of you who've been thinking about the street, think about the whole estate. If you've been thinking about the estate, think about the whole local government. Are you hearing me now? You can think beyond it to the whole state. And if you've been thinking Lagos State, Lagos State, Lagos State, think about Nigeria. Are you hearing me? You've been thinking about Nigeria, Nigeria. There's something bigger than Nigeria. Are you listening to me? I'm challenging you about life. All right? Someone said, I want to go out of this country. To where? He said, I don't care anywhere. Anywhere, I just go anywhere. To do what? I've not even thought about it. You haven't thought about it? Oh, look at, this is a poor man going somewhere to happen. Think. Listen, you didn't come to this world by chance. I told you the title of the message is something I'm trying. It's on the Lordship of Jesus. You understand? And I just gave you something about the introductory part of it to try to lead you into what I'm talking about. All right? And it looks like we can get into that today. So I'll just introduce the subject and then we'll begin talking about it, dealing with it. All right? What Jesus does in you when he becomes Lord of your life. Hallelujah. When he becomes Lord of your life, you are transformed. Whew. Whew. You are charged up for victory. You are charged up, programmed for success. Oh, glory to God. The world becomes small to you. Glory to God. Oh, life is full of light when Jesus becomes Lord of your life. Full of light, full of glory, full of victory when Jesus becomes Lord of your life. Hallelujah. Don't let sickness be your excuse. Hey, did you hear what I said? I said, don't let sickness be your excuse. It's an excuse. Why? Because the healer has already come and consummated the plan of divine health. It's all finished. Jesus is not working about your life. He is sitting in a place of rest. He has has concluded your health. So what are you going to do? If it's in your leg, you are going to say, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to have this leg trouble. I'm not going to give God an excuse for not making an impact in my world. I refuse. As long as there's breath in my nostril, I'll be a winner for God. Come and say amen. Amen. Oh, I've been suffering migraine, headaches for a long time. I can't do the things I want to do. I can't read. I can't study because of migraine headaches. No, put your hands on your head and say, head in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I refuse the excuse of migraine headaches. It's an excuse. It's an excuse. Oh, oh, listen, you must live in health. It's a God-given mandate. You didn't hear what I said? Health is not only a right, it is a mandate. You are mandated to live healthy. I cannot be sick. I cannot afford the luxury of being sick. Come on, think like that. I refuse the luxury of being sick. You say, but sickness doesn't come because you want it. Because you don't know, this life you're living is full of light and at the same time full of darkness. You make a choice. I chose to be happy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised them from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@lovell360.com.